This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we're joined by the new president at Salem State University, John Keenan, a native of Salem. And John, welcome. Great to be talking with you.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for inviting me on today.
Well, and congratulations on getting the new job. You've been at the college for a few, the university, excuse me, for a few years. You were at the college too, then a university. And but I guess some thoughts on that process that has led you to the presidency at Salem State.
Sure. I've been at the university now for almost going on 3 years, actually, my anniversary coming up this month, completing my fourth week as the 14th president at Salem State, and obviously honored and thrilled to have that position. The process itself was pretty interesting. As I was completing my fifth term as a state legislator and thinking that I was going to do 10 years, an opportunity arose here at Salem State with former Vice President for Administration Stan Cahill retiring, and had a portfolio that included a lot of things that I have done both as a legislator and as an attorney previously, and that is public safety, human resources, facilities and capital planning, and things that I had been involved with the university as well. So when that opportunity came up, I jumped at it and was fortunate enough to get that position and have President Meservey hire me back in August of 14, and very much enjoyed the role. And when I got here, had a better appreciation of what actually happened in higher education, and that is enabling young men and women to fulfill their dreams and attain their educational experience that would enable them to go on and be successful professionally, and as importantly for us here at Salem State, in their personal life as well, and civically engaged. So when President Meservey decided to retire back in January, announced her retirement, I thought I would take a shot at running for president as well, because I had enjoyed my experience here so much.
I probably want to go back to a couple of those ideas in just a moment, but I want to go to the physical plant at the college, because any of us that drive by the school know that the physical plant at the college at the university has changed a lot in the past decade. And you're working on a new science lab as well. So what are some updates as far as buildings and structures and those kinds of things at the university?
Yeah, I would tell you that's one of President Meservey's legacies for sure, and that is the capital improvement and enhancements that were in place over the last decade. Certainly you've seen anybody that is an alumni that was here 30 years ago and has come back to campus has seen a great deal of transformation. A lot of that has been our residence halls down on Central Campus. That was, anybody that was from Salem realizes that's the old Osram Sylvania plant. That now holds really our lion's share of residence space. There's some 1,350 rooms down there between Atlantic Hall, Marsh Hall, and most recently Viking Hall, which are mostly upperclassmen that live down in that area of campus. So that has all taken place in the last 10 years. Then we've also obviously expanded the O'Keefe Athletic Facility into the Gassett Physical and Recreation Center. We completed in just 2 years ago, built a new 725-car garage, which is something that both the university and the neighborhood have been interested in for a long time, to try to alleviate some of the traffic in the neighborhood as the students come back to campus. And then most recently, in fact, I had met with Mr. Gordon today, the Sophia Theater, the newly renovated theater that opened last spring, was a $25 million renovation of our old theater. Actually took out the number of seats. There used to be 800 seats. Now it's down to about 400, but much more professional facility for our theater department, which is nationally acclaimed in terms of the students that come out of our department. So there's been a lot going on. I would tell you, certainly our next most important capital project is that of the science lab addition to what is now Meyer Hall. We have already planned and designed much of it. We'd still need to make the construction documents, but the expectation would be is it's about a 70,000 square foot building that would be on the end of Meyer Hall. If you've ever been on campus, it would sort of fill in the end of the U of Meyer Hall, so that would have circulation around the entire building, enabling lab space to be in the new addition and supporting classroom space in the old Meyer Hall. That's first and foremost the top priority, where we're so focused on STEM and healthcare and medical services here on campus. Our nursing program, our biology, chemistry, occupational therapy, really are in many ways bursting at the seams. So if we're able to eliminate some of the bottleneck in some of those courses, we'd be able to increase enrollment in those areas that are in high demand in this area also.
Yeah. Well, I got a couple of graduate degrees, John, from Salem State, so I still kind of cringe when I drive by that library where I used to spend a lot of time, and it's all gone now, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that, Bill. That was the first telephone call that I got from President Meservey about maybe 2 months into her tenure, and that was, Representative Keenan, our library has been condemned. We have to tear it down, and that's... ironically enough, also the reason why we don't have a science building today. Back in 2008, when we did the higher ed bond bill, we put resources in there for Salem State to build a new science lab building. And President Meservey and the Board of Trustees, and rightfully so, decided they had to reallocate those funds towards a new library here on campus. And the Frederick E. Berry Learning and Library Learning Commons is a spectacular building and a great addition to the campus. And now we need to go back and really focus on the science lab edition.
You know, that's an interesting story because it leads me to another topic I want to ask you about, and that is your role as a legislator, of course, as an attorney as well, and now as president. Tell me about the looking at the big picture, because the state college system is or university system is all kind of tied in with the legislature and so on. And
Correct. So
how does your experience help you here?
Yeah, no, I had been very involved with President Harrington before President Meservey. In fact, 2005 actually gave my maiden speech on the House floor on the second-degree nursing program here at Salem State, at that time Salem State College. My sister is actually a nurse and alum of Salem State, and my mother was a nurse's aide for years and years and years, so it was something near and dear to my heart. So that was my very first speech, and I'm glad to say we got unanimous support for that program back then. Then had the wonderful opportunity to work both with President Harrington and President Meservey on the college to university status bill back in, I think, 2008, 2010. And we were able to successfully get that across the finish line and to Governor Patrick's desk, making Salem State a university. And then also had the opportunity to work with some of the faculty here on campus on sabbatical parity, which basically meant that people at state universities would be eligible for a sabbatical about the same time as the community college faculty and UMass faculty. So I've been very involved with Salem State throughout that process. And then I would tell you, perhaps most importantly of my experience in the legislature is that of creating and putting together the annual budget for the state. Higher ed is really in many ways supported by the state, not to the degree that it used to be, but still we get close to a third or so of our annual budget through the state appropriation process. So having an understanding of how that works and the process that the budget goes through the House, through the Senate, to the governor, and then back oftentimes to the House and the Senate after vetoes, having that understanding in Massachusetts was critically important, I thought, to the next president. And one of the things that suggested was a strength of mine in getting this position.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I wanted to talk about was the partnerships that Salem State has with the community. And I know that probably, again, goes back to President Meservey at some point, expanding those kinds of options. But that's something that the university has really improved on, I think, or increased over the last several years, is they are giving back and connecting with the community in many different ways.
Yeah, no question. We've been in the community really since 1854, so... We've been here for a long time and making partners with the city of Salem. Extremely proud. Mayor Driscoll is an alumni of Salem State, as is Senator Lovely and Representative Tucker. We're very active with the local neighborhood here. We're literally right in a neighborhood. You've been to campus, you know where we are. We're right in the middle of the residential neighborhood, so that's something that's extremely important to us. We have great opportunities through our School of Education. We had Superintendent Ruiz in yesterday talking to her about partnerships and early college opportunities for the city of Salem kids, for our teaching students actually to go into the Salem Public Schools and assist them when needed and necessary. We have the laboratory, Horace Mann Laboratory School right here on campus, which again is a joint, is a collaboration between the city and Salem State University. In fact, the principal over at that school is a faculty member from Salem State. So we're partnering on a regular basis to really improve both the learning experience for the Salem Public School kids, of which I am a proud product of the Salem Public Schools as well, and doing everything we can to make sure we can give back to the community, partnering with Mayor Driscoll and the rest of the legislative delegation. Tomorrow, in fact, I'm thrilled to say we'll have some 200 first-year students out in the community making a difference, working, whether it's building a fence, or last year I was in the Bowditch School building a couple, painting a couple of classrooms, getting them ready for their students to come back. So through our Center for Civic Engagement, we're really involved in believe that's part of what's important about being a Salem State student, and quite frankly, part what we believe to be the Salem State way, and that is giving back to the community in any way that you might be able to.
We're talking with President John Keenan from Salem State University. John, pulling back and taking the big, big picture, the overview of college life, university life, if you will, looking at it from a national perspective, how are you guys dealing with some of the national issues that we're hearing about on college campuses, freedom of speech, racial concerns, and so on?
We're very focused on that, given what happened down in Charlottesville not that long ago, and some things that were happening on college's campuses, even as you know the academic year was winding down last year. We also believe that the college or university experience is a place where you should be having those important dialogues and discussions. We welcome that on our campus. Just in the last couple of years, we had a pretty robust debate about fossil fuel divestment from our investment portfolio here on campus. Last year, we had an organization, Black, Brown, and Proud, who also were sort of pushing us on what we can do better in terms of inclusive excellence. We've taken that very seriously. We've hired a vice president for diversity and inclusion or inclusive excellence, really focusing on those issues. But again, we don't want to squelch those discussions. We want to encourage that here on campus, have a respectful conversation and understanding that there are difference of opinions on many issues, but still be respectful and figure out where you're going to stand on an issue. So we welcome that debate here on campus. Obviously, public safety is always a priority and job number one of any university president, but at the same time, being respectful of the various discussions that are going on. And my expectation is our students have always been very engaged, and as they come back over the weekend, we'll pick up where we left off and continue in some of those important discussions.
Gotcha. Hey, one or two last questions here. And, you know, I first heard of John Keenan back in the 80s playing high school football for Salem High School, starring at Salem High School. So right. What do you remember about high school football and that part of your life, if you will?
Yeah. You know, it's great. Coach Perrone wrote me a letter a couple of weeks ago. He was my coach at Salem High, and he was the baseball coach here at Salem State for years and years and years, and congratulated me on getting to this point and being president of Salem State. And I actually thanked him because a lot of the things that I learned on the field were things that have been important to me in my professional career as well. That is, you know, discipline, teamwork, good sportsmanship, being prepared for whether it's a football game or a debate or even an issue that's going to happen here on campus. So those skills, I think, are things that you carry with you throughout your life that coaches at that time may think you're preparing to play the Saturday football game, but they really are preparing you for life. And I've been very thankful to the additional assistants and mentors I've had throughout. So that's what I would tell you I would take most from that. And Coach Perrone would certainly be the first one to confirm that's the thing he's most proud of, his players, of what they've gone on to do after Salem High and after the Thanksgiving game.
Yeah, I you know, you and I both know Ken Perrone, and he's unique. But you're right about he's on top of things. There's no
right.
doubt about it. Yeah.
And I would tell you similarly. You know, that's what we hope to do with our students as they come through here and their experience, and that is, you know, bring them from where they are in high school to where they are as a young adult, and then to go on and be successful in their careers, no matter what they want to do, and be civically engaged in realizing that there's more to life than just work and being involved in your community. And that's part of what's starting on campus as early as tomorrow.
Well, John, last question, and that is an open-ended option for you. We've talked about a number of different topics. For start of the school year is here now. What else would you like to share with us that I haven't asked you about?
But again, the campus is relatively quiet during the summertime, so we're thrilled to have our students coming back to really today, tomorrow, and into next week. That's really when the campus life is best to be around and really thriving on the energy from our students here on campus and helping them in any way that we can to be successful at both in their academic career and thereafter. So this is the most exciting time of the year, the most wonderful time of the year for us here on campus is welcoming our students back to the community.
Well, John, being a college parent, I'm going to advise you to stay away from them moving in. When they move in, you just stay away from that. That's my advice to you, okay?
I will actually be here all day Saturday helping the students move in. And I have a rising senior in high school, so I'm not yet a college parent, but I am in that process now as well. So I appreciate that.
Okay. Well, good for you. Good for you then. Okay.
Right.
Okay. John, thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck.
Thank you for having me on.
John Keenan, president at Salem State University. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.